Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you here on The Best Hour on blogtalkradio.com/course mastery. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate you too, Mighty Companion. Thank you so much for being here. You can find us also on True Thought Spiritual Community on our website, truethought.org. We post the Course in Miracles workbook lessons there for anybody that wants to go there to access them easily on the internet. And you can also join us here on Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to be discussing lesson 357. Before we begin today, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Truth answers every call we make to God, responding first with miracles and then returning unto us to be itself.
Forgiveness, truth's reflection, tells me how to offer miracles and thus escape the prison house in which I think I live. Your Holy Son is pointed out to me, first in my brother, then in me. Your voice instructs me patiently to hear your word and give as I receive. And as I look upon your Son today, I hear your voice instructing me to find the way to you, as you appointed that the way shall be. Behold his sinlessness and be you healed.
Truth answers every call we make to God, responding first with miracles and then returning unto us to be itself. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath now. As the year comes to a close and we wind down now with just very few lessons left, the time for talking, if you will, and thinking and adding to the lessons is certainly minimized. We can just spend time with the lesson and the prayer that's included with each lesson. I just want to point out in this lesson that he makes it clear that first we look to our brothers and sisters to find innocence, to see the truth in them. And of course, in miracles, the purpose of the Course in Miracles is to remove the obstacles to the awareness of the presence of love. And that is what we see in everything. And our brothers and sisters are the best opportunities we have to see it there, to see innocence, to see love, to see forgiveness, which is the recognition of innocence, the withholding or the moving back, if you will, before we gave judgment. So forgiveness is the miracle, literally, the sudden shift of perception, recognizing that all things that we're experiencing that we define as having meaning is an error, because we're defining what God is. We are defining and giving meaning to something that is neutral. It's a reflection of thoughts that we've had in the past. But the beautiful thing that I think that's subtly taught to us here is that we're always in relationship. You can't get to heaven by yourself. It just doesn't work that way. You have to see yourself in your brothers and sisters. And in that relationship, in that unity, you can then turn the lock and open that door and return to the beautiful and loving grace of God.
And what a gift that beautiful, loving grace of God is, and to be held in that place that is so different from what this says, the escape from the prison house in which I think I live, and that through God's grace, through this grace, this gift of beholding the sinlessness of our brothers and sisters and truly of the world, actually, You know, that it's truth's reflection, that as we offer the way that we perceive everybody and everything, as we offer that and call to God, responding first with miracles and then returning unto us to be itself, that we may see the way that God sees, that we may have the understanding and the certainty of God, that when we call and offer it all, our perceptions to God, this is the reflection of truth that returns to us. And that as we receive that and then give that to our brothers and sisters, we then may regard ourselves with that same vision of sinlessness. It's really, truly beautiful. And as Brother T said, that we cannot do it alone. I think that this time, this winter time, this, you know, the winter solstice time, where the days are shorter and we celebrate the heralding of light within with Christmas and with Hanukkah and with other spiritual practices, that this is, becomes a time where we really need not do anything, need not go anywhere, that this can be a time of reconciliation, of purification, of energetic healing within our own consciousness, that as we review the year, as we review whatever angst that we may have regarding it, no matter what it is about, that all of that we can offer and call to God, and that truth answers every call that we make to God. And so we don't need to figure this out on our own. We don't need to purify or clear our heart and consciousness on our own, that we call to God to do that. And it can be so beautiful just sitting in our hearth space, in our homes, in our contemplation, and as something or somebody arises, that we can ask for truth, ask for what is the truth, and ask for forgiveness, and ask for the miracle, and do an energetic cleaning and healing and clearing of our life and of the year, and that we may then emerge clean, clear, fresh, that we may emerge and escape from the prison house in which we think we live. Behold the sinlessness of my brothers and sisters, and be you healed. What a beautiful lesson.
Truth answers every call we make to God, responding first with miracles and then returning unto us to be itself. And so it is. So thank you, Mighty Companion, for hanging out with us this year and working through these workbook lessons. I feel like we are all truly blessed in our unity, in our purpose, in working through A Course in Miracles. God bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send